another poor poll will put even more pressure on Julia Gillard's leadership. The coalition is now leading Labor in all mainland states for the first time since the last election, according to the latest news poll. It shows Labor would lose half its seats in New South Wales, and Kevin Rudd would be the only Queensland MP to win a seat. The weakening Australian dollar is putting new pressure on petrol prices. Economists and motoring groups are warning petrol prices could go up by at least 10 cents a litre later in the week. Now, that would put the national average price about $1.50 every litre. A car has crashed into a house in Sorrento, south of Melbourne, killing a toddler and seriously injuring a man. The man in his 60s and the two-year-old boy were sitting on the veranda of a house when the car hit them. Police believe the woman driving the car was trying to park on the front lawn, but instead she hit the accelerator instead of the brake. Heavy fighting is continuing in Colonel Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Rebel fighters have breached the town from the east for the first time. They began their assault on Sirte from the west 3 days ago. Hundreds of civilians have been fleeing the town. And a court in Bangkok has wrapped up an extradition hearing for the two Thai men accused of murdering a man in Melbourne. Luke Mitchell was fatally stabbed during a fight outside a nightclub in 2009. The two accused were studying in Melbourne and they fled back to Thailand. They say a third Thai man, who is still at large, is responsible for the killing.